So I just don't know.
Yeah.
Up under the roof. Do you have a, up under the room up under the top of this house?
There's enough for a room up there, but we never did finish it. Yeah, I have. There's a big place up there. We thought we would, but we never did.
Yeah. But you've never seen those in a house, like a house with
a... Attic, they called it, up in the attic. What else do they call it? Well, something else.
Yep.
That's what I say. Nobody left. I never did get anything belong to my mother and dad.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know whether the children or the other, what they did with it.
Yeah. Did you ever have a top floor to a second floor to a house?
Mm-hmm. Always just that one big floor.
Okay.
That was all.
But, now, at the windows, what would you have maybe to keep the sun out or things like that?
Oh, we had window panes. They had regular window panes and doors. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these things would be on rolling.
Awnings?
Pull
them
down?
Shades?
Yeah.
I don't remember about that. I'm sure they must have had curtains. I imagine they had curtains, right, didn't they? I imagine they made curtains, didn't they?
Yeah. Did y'all cook the room that you would cook in? That was where we ate.
The stove was in there. Well, that was the warmth in the summer, and I imagine it was pretty hot it was hot enough in the summer, don't you? But it was big. It was a big room. And I remember the big table that we all sat at. And I'm pretty sure that there must have been a chair at the head or foot of that table. I'm pretty sure, because I don't remember any little benches. What I remember was long, that 6 or 8 could sit on it, don't you see? So.
Okay, a room, say, off the kitchen where you keep a lot of canned goods or that.
Oh, yeah, they had shelves built. They'd build shelves, and when they would can, that's when they would put the shelves. They would be from the top of the house to the bottom, you see. They would, it took a lot of food to keep that many fed.
What would you can, Salsa?
Well, they were good farmers. All of them were good farmers, I said. My daddy was a good farmer. They had a good living. I remember they told me this, that the 12th day of March, I was born on the 12th day of March, and said my daddy had corn 12 or 15 inches tall the day I was born. That was early for corn, but said it had been such a warm spring. And they said they never would forget that. But the corn, it was warm snow, and the corn wasn't hurt. And now, you don't plant corn now until April, last of March, 1st of April. But that's what they all told me, said that my daddy had, and he was, and they had their own hogs, don't you see? And they would make their own meat and lard, have the smokehouses. And I reckon they had some of that canned stuff. I'm sure they did out in the smokehouse, because my brother-in-law that I lived with, about 5 years, about as long as anybody, he had a big smokehouse where when he killed the hogs, hung a meat. Did you ever see a smokehouse?
I vaguely remember going to my grandpa's when he had one.
Have hams and bacons and shoulders all hanging up in there, and then they'd smoke it. But I'm pretty sure they must have had some of canned fruit in there, kept some of that canned fruit in there, because they were, my people always had plenty to eat. Of all that I ever had, I never do remember going hungry or really wanting something, you know. Because I didn't know what to want, you know. I had plenty to eat and plenty to wear, so it wasn't like children now. I see somebody else's children have something, but because we all in that community had the same thing. So if there was anything we missed, we didn't miss it because they didn't have it, and we didn't know to miss it, don't you reckon? If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. Would y'all have a room where you keep a lot of old leftover stuff you're about to throw away?
We had a safe. Now, I know we had the safes. And do you know what they call them now?
What?